tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hola, muchachitos. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you're doing well in this late October day. We recently had a cool front come in through San Antonio, so the highs are in the nice mid-70s and the lows in the low 50s, and I will take this all year. Let's just make this Groundhog's Day. All year. We love it. It is beautiful. And it was a little windy this morning, so I had my kids this weekend. I was like, we're opening up the windows because I don't know if I mentioned in previous episodes, but indoor air is actually more polluted than outdoor air. So we opened up all the windows, get a nice breeze going, and get all that crap out. And some of the crap that we have in the house are VOCs. And that's the topic of today's episode is volatile organic compounds or VOCs. You probably have heard of VOCs. They're the most famous for being in paint. That's why when you go to Home Depot, they'll say you can buy VOC-free paint. But what are VOCs? So that's what we're going to cover today. So let's get to it. All right, so VOCs, volatile organic compounds. There's essentially like a large group of chemicals, and many of these we've already talked about in previous episodes, but they're found in many products that we use to build and maintain our homes. Once these chemicals are in our house, they release an off gas into the indoor air that we breathe. Now, on occasion, these off gases, we can smell them, and just because we can smell them, it's not a good indicator of health risks. So a lot of these things don't necessarily give off an odor, but some do. And even if they don't, doesn't mean that they're not a problem. So common examples of VOCs that may be present in our daily life are benzene. Benzene you also find in scented candles and Febreze and all those good things. Ethylene glycol, formaldehyde, which is something we use to prepared dead bodies, class 1 carcinogen, if you go back to that episode. Also, aspartame is known to break down to formaldehyde. Methylene chloride, tetrachloroethylene, toluene, which is also another toxin found in scented products, xylene, and then 1,3-butadiene. Now, though these chemicals don't sound that familiar to you, where they're found or located will. And probably the most famous, aside from air fresheners and paint, is going to be that new car smell. We love the new car smell. I mean, they even have air fresheners for the car to mimic the new car smell. But the main places you can find are going to be paint, as I mentioned, varnishes, caulks, adhesives, carpet, vinyl flooring. Now, with carpet, it can be stain-resistant carpet like Teflon, which we've talked about with PFCs and the nonstick cookware. If you're not familiar with that, go back to that episode. Composite wood products, which is most crap, you know, wooden furniture that we get from China or wherever. Upholstery and foam. And then we've talked about air fresheners, cleaning products, cosmetics, gasoline, and then even smoking cigarettes, dry cleaning, the chemicals they use in dry cleaning and in photocopy machines, cooking and burning wood. So they are everywhere. And they are releasing an off gas. And they even have a disease called sick building syndrome. And sick building syndrome is a condition that essentially arises because of all the VOCs. So the most present time or the most acute time that you will be exposed to VOCs, even though we're exposed to them every day because of the things that are in our house, is when a house is brand new or a car is brand new or a building, a commercial building is brand new. Why? Because, again, let's go through these products. Paint, varnish, caulk, adhesive, carpet, vinyl flooring, composite wood, upholstery foam. Well, I mean, that's a car. That's any new building. And so what it is once all these things are applied fresh, the varnish, the caulk, they are off-gassing. And then throughout time, it's kind of like radioactive decay. It's going to take time for the VOCs to diminish. But when these things are brand new, VOCs are very, very high. And think of a new car. When you get a new car, all the plastic's been glued to the little metal that remains in cars. Remember in the old days? That's what we used to love, the old American cars, like the ones from the 50s and 60s and 70s, those gigantic gas guzzlers. But they were all metal. Now they're mostly plastic and computer. But again, the plastic needs to be glued to the metal. Then you have the upholstery. That's got to be tied down. Everything is sprayed to make it look good. And again, just like in the house, just like in the car. So VOCs are essentially the byproduct, volatile organic compounds. They're the byproduct of the creation, manufacturing, and installation of things. Now, are there problems with VOCs? Well, let's find out. Well, health effects related to VOCs, it's very similar to all the other toxins that we've talked about. Many times the effects of it are not going to be acute, meaning they're not going to come on very quickly or they're not going to come on very strongly. Going back to EMF sensitivity, going back to plastics, going back to parabens, going back to MSGs, going back to food dyes, and not everyone reacts. It's kind of idiosyncratic in that it can affect different people in different ways. But they have done studies on these. A lot of them are actually coming from Australia. And there was a study done in 2001 from the Australian Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization that said sitting in a new car can subject passengers to toxic emissions well beyond the safe levels. And that they also did one in Japan that found that VOCs in a new minivan were over 35 times the health limit the day after its delivery. And they found this similar study with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. So, as I mentioned, these toxins, these chemicals, they eventually wear off in about 6 to 8 months. So before that, you're screwed. No, but seriously. Okay, so short-term effects, especially let's say you get a brand new car and you're not leaving the windows open, or let's say you got that new mattress and you didn't air it out in the garage, or you just painted the house with even latex paint, because we don't really have lead paint anymore, but latex paint, which is going to have VOCs, you're going to have some eye, nose, and throat irritation, maybe some headaches, some nausea and vomiting, some dizziness. And then if you have any type of respiratory problems, it could worsen that or exacerbate it. So like asthma, for example, which would probably be the most common one. So, for example, so let's say you get a new car, you paint, you don't leave the windows out. You might just get these minor kind of symptoms of, you know, nausea and a little dizziness and throat irritation. But chronic exposure to VOCs, and you think, well, I don't work at a factory that's making toluene or that's making formaldehyde or benzene or tetrachloroethylene. True, that is very true. Going back to the really toxic effect of Teflon. Nonstick Teflon, a lot of that, and same for PVC, are really exposed to people who are making it in the factory. In fact, I saw this great documentary recently, and I showed it to the students, going back to Teflon and how there was many women that back in the 80s that were giving birth to children with one nostril. And they did the study, and they found out it was because of the Teflon, of the nonstick cookware. These women worked at the factory when they conceived the child, and because of that, they had children with one nostril. And so there were a lot of settlements and payouts, of course, to keep it out of the news. But long-term chronic exposures, look at this, cancer, liver and kidney damage, and then nervous system damage, permanent damage to the liver, to the kidneys, the filtering organs, to our nervous system, and even cancer. So you think, well, Gregory, I'm not really exposed to VOCs daily for decades. Well, maybe you're not, but maybe you are. So think of it this way. Some people like to buy new cars every 2 years or lease new cars. Boom, you're getting that. Anytime you're moving into a new house, boom, you're getting that. Let's say you moved into a new building. Boom, you're getting that. Let's say you're buying new furniture all the time. Boom, you're getting that too. So, I mean, guys, it can add up. I mean, I can't even give you the entire list of all the places that you would find VOCs emanating this off gas. I'll connect a link to the Department of Health for New York, because they have an excellent list. But a lot of these, again, are makeups, dry cleaning. Let's say you dry clean all the time. Another great off-gassing VOC that you, when I say this word, you'll definitely recognize how strong it is nail polish remover and nail polish. Okay, so these things we use all the time. Febreze, carpet cleaners, scented candles, all these things give it off. So we are exposed to it all the time. So again, high rate of cancer, high rate of liver and kidney damage, and high rate of nervous system damage. In addition to all the other toxins we have talked about that do the exact same thing. So again, it's the cumulative effect. This is the classic misdirection that our great Food and Drug Administration and the EPA do, is they're like, with each one, like, oh, fluoride is in such trace amount, it won't affect your body. Cell phone radiation, EMF, such a small amount. Okay, again, they're not intentionally, it's a misdirection. They're not accounting for the accumulation of all these toxins day in, day out. So it's like one toxin, like cell phones, for 50 years of your life. Okay, that's horrible. There's no studies on that. But then you throw in all the other toxins, sodium nitrates, red 40, MSGs, sodium benzoate, all the preservatives, potassium benzoate. I mean, it's just, and then all the household, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's extremely frustrating. So again, these are some of the health effects. So what can we do to lessen our risks of contracting these problems? So what are some ways we can minimize the VOCs in our home? Let's find out. Okay, so we've already talked about some of these, but let's kind of review them here. So VOCs are found in a lot of things in your house, but in particular, when we think of the ones that we can minimize, it's going to be like paints, varnishes, solvents, adhesives, and caulks that we've mentioned about. So one of the things you can do is only buy what you need in terms of these products. So paint, solvents, adhesive, and caulks. Unused chemicals stored in the home can sometimes leak and release VOCs into the air. So that's one of the things you can do. Just buy what you need. And then, of course, store these chemicals in the garage or a place that's well ventilated, where a lot of people don't spend a lot of time in, right? Because, of course, you're going to like leave your varnish and your solvents underneath your kitchen. You're going to be smelling that all the time. It's going to be off-gassing all the time. All right, another thing you can do is going to be consider buying low VOC options. And as I mentioned, they've already offered these for paints and for a lot of furnishings, especially if you go over to the higher end places. That's definitely things that you can do, is buy the VOC, low VOC options. And I think the last time, and honestly, I haven't painted a place in quite some time, but I think they are more expensive, but I don't think they're like egregiously prohibitively expensive. So choose the VOC items that you can purchase VOC free. All right, another thing you can do is, of course, buy older furniture. As I mentioned, when you buy the new furniture or the new car or any of these things that have been just recently been glued together, they're going to be off-gassing for approximately 6 to 8 months. Once they've reached that threshold, they're not nearly off-gassing as much. They're always going to release a small amount. So, but one of the things you can do to seriously limit the amount is buy older furniture. Now, I'm not saying you have to go to like some antique store that, you know, some furniture that's 50 years old. But one of the things that you can do is look for floor models. And then the last recommendation I do to reduce the VOCs in your house is something that I just mentioned with the cold fronts. Open up the windows. Get as much fresh air into your home, and that will reduce the concentration of VOCs indoors, because when you don't open up the windows, it just stagnates, right? It's like stagnant water in a pond or in a puddle. So use fans to maximize air brought in from the outside to open up those windows, especially when there's a nice windy day. And I know a lot of you are like, I don't want to bring in pollen or whatever is outside. No, you know, you have to really cater to what your issue is. If you have a severe problem with allergies or a singular allergy and it's that time of the year, okay, well, maybe don't do it that day. But as a whole, seasonal allergies are, you know, aggravating to your body, but these things are carcinogenic, whereas the allergies aren't. So open up the windows, flip on those fans. It helps to keep the temperature and humidity as low as possible because chemicals off-gas more in higher temperature. So again, a nice cool day would open it up. But if you ever have like a hot summer day and it's right before the storms come in and the wind's picking up, that's a great time because again, the VOCs pick up their intensity in hot times of the year. So if they're really going to be accumulating in the summer, open up that window and air it out. And the last thing is try to perform some home renovations when the house is unoccupied or during seasons that will allow you to open the doors and windows to increase the ventilation. Because, yeah, you don't want to be in the house when you're applying new adhesive and vinyl flooring and caulk and all these other things that he's in the varnish and the upholstery and all that. So because it's just going to increase the VOC. So ideally, don't be in the house. The last thing I want to mention is, is there a way to test for VOCs? Because, for example, they have the EMF readers, which we talked about in the previous podcast, about ways you can detect how much you have. They have the ones for granite countertops. You can get the little Geiger counters that will tell you how much radioactivity you have in your house. They also have one for PFCs coming off of your nonstick cookware. But right now, there are no state or federal standards for VOC levels in non-industrial settings, like at your home. So there's no way to really like buy something that's really going to measure or gauge how much you have. So the best that you can do is just educate yourself, arm yourself with this knowledge, read up on it, and basic stuff, guys. I mean, I'm not expecting you to never buy new furniture or a new car. Just perhaps when you do buy a new car, leave the windows open at night or whenever the car is parked in the garage. Leave the windows open when you're driving in and maybe air it out a little if you can. If you have the luxury when you buy new furniture, let it sit out in the garage. I'm not saying 6 to 8 months, but you know, a week or two. I know that's a lot to ask. Same for new mattresses because they have flame retardant chemicals on it. We really don't want our kids to be inhaling those chemicals right when you buy the mattresses. Or the crib, you know, the wooden crib's going to have all this crap too, all the VOCs too. So these are just some suggestions. Maybe if you can buy older stuff, if it's brand new, let it air out in the garage and then open up the windows and air out the house as much as you can, as often as you can. All right, the last thing I want to mention, guys, is of course, go to Kate's Apothecary and Confessions of an Obese Child. Check out the other podcasts. Go to Naturopathic Earth website. We always have articles being published pretty much every day. And share the news. You know, Kate and I are just teachers, as you know, and we just like to do this for fun. But we feel that the information is important, so please pass it on to others. We would appreciate it. And thank you for all the people who have posted reviews and who have subscribed to the newsletter. We do appreciate it. Until next time, guys, take care. Sayonara. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.